radio.org.au. Hi, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Cradio. Today we're joined by Emma O'Shea. By day, Emma is the events person over at Catholic Youth Services in Sydney. By night, she's involved with artist Christy, directing various plays and singing and whatnot. Emma, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Now, first of all, Emma, could you tell us a bit about yourself? I know you're interested very much in both your faith and the arts. Which came first, your love for the faith or your love for the arts?
Definitely my love for the arts. I was brought up sort of on stage, I guess you could say. I was dancing from about the age 5, and then I moved into theatre after I finished school. And I went to uni to study theatre. And that's how I became involved in Our Faith Christi. And I guess from that, I realized there could be a connection between faith and arts.
So tell me a little bit about what Artist Christi is. Was it your involvement with Artist Christi that got you more involved in the faith?
Yeah. So back in 2007, I stumbled into an audition for Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. And it was from there that my involvement began with Our Faith Christi. Back then, they put on a musical every year. And I guess you could say I'm quite assertive in my passion for theatre. So I was asked to help, you know, direct and choreograph and do a bit behind the scenes as well. So after a few years, I started directing the shows by myself. And, yeah, it wasn't until 2010... in MacKillop, when I really had my big reconversion. I guess you could probably thank Mary MacKillop for that conversion. She really helped me see that there was a world of faith in my world that I was just not even aware of.
Wow, so that was the MacKillop play that Artist Christi put on. Is MacKillop the musical it was put on for her canonization?
Yeah, so we performed the musical in Sydney and in Melbourne as well, and her canonization was right in the middle of it. And I remember being at the cathedral in Melbourne for her canonization, and that was really my first experience of going to Mass. And my friend was sitting next to me, and I kept asking her all these questions, like, what's happening now? Why are we standing? Why are we kneeling? And, yeah, it was a very bizarre experience. And I came back from Melbourne going, oh, I really need to look into this. Like, what is it about this that everyone is so drawn to? You know, I really need to reconcile myself what that means to me.
So how did that experience of coming to the faith through what you were doing, through your involvement with Artist Christi, how did that shape your understanding of the role that the arts play in Christianity?
Well, I guess I was drawn in initially because of my love for the arts. And naturally, I'm a very shy person, but when I'm on stage, you know, I can sort of play a character and I'm not myself. So that was I guess you could call it an escape for me. And when I made that connection between faith and arts, it seemed to make so much sense. You know, culture is really built on what artists are producing, you know, through media and through theater and music and movies. There's so much that the arts can say to culture and really, you know, change the culture, I guess. And yeah, it's quite powerful. And when good Christians are working in the arts, you know, there's only one way culture can go. You know, it will start to become good and true and beautiful.
That's key there, because, I mean, beauty comes from God, right? So all beauty ultimately would lead us to God. I know as well you're involved with a choir that sings beautiful, amazing, sacred music. How did you get led into that and your appreciation for that particular kind of music?
Yeah, I guess my sister and I, through the musicals, we really enjoyed singing. And so we thought, well, where can we sing on a regular basis? And so we ended up joining St. Peter's Surrey Hills Parish Choir in 2010. And it was really kind of the beginning of that that choir. You know, we were just singing hymns initially. But there, in that parish, there is a real love for the sacred music and, you know, the traditions of the church and so much prayer. The missionaries of charity are right next door, and you just walk into that church and it's just full of, you know, prayers being lifted up. And yeah, from that, you know, we started to get a lot of really talented singers on board and really good choir masters. And yeah, the level of the music just completely went through the roof. It's really an honour to be a part of it and to be able to sing that type of music that lifts people's hearts to God.
And I've heard stories from many people, even if they don't necessarily have an understanding of the faith, if they haven't got that formation, objective beauty, you know, you can't argue with it. You walk into High Mass at St. Mary's Cathedral, for example. I don't think anybody can deny that that's beautiful and transcendent, right?
Oh, it's so true. You know, you can't go in, you know, and hear that type of music, or, you know, and see candles and incense everywhere. You can't go in and not be moved by it. You know, every part of your senses are awakened, I guess. You know, you can smell and see and touch. Like, it's really an experience. And, you know, when you make that connection, go, well, where does this beauty come from? You can only point to God.
Well, one person who really had an understanding of the role of beauty and truth and the arts and leading people to God was St. John Paul the Great. A lot of people wouldn't realise about his own background. He was not dissimilar to yourself. He was very much into theatre.
Yeah, so he began, even before he was a priest, he was involved in Rhapsodic Theatre, which was a Polish grassroots response to the Nazi invasion. And it was more of a cultural response rather than a military response. You know, just these group of young Polish people, you know, sitting around in a back room reciting poetry. And yeah, it must have been very, very unusual for that time. You know, thinking that theatre could be such a, you know, a rebel against, you know, against the man, I guess.
No doubt he would be quite a patron for Artis Christi, because he spoke some very beautiful and strong words about the importance of this sort of work in a letter to the artist that he wrote, I think it was back in 1999.
Yeah, well, from the very beginning, we've always asked for John Paul's intercession, so it, you know, for him to become a saint, you know, now we're just hoping for even more blessings.
So this will be the first performance that you guys do at Artis Christi, coming up after the canonization of St. John Paul the Great, and it's a tribute to him, essentially. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so the play The Jeweler's Shop is a three-act play, and, well, it's really a meditation on the sacrament of marriage. The actors, they read the words on stage. So when you go into the play, you go in for a meditative experience, not so much a theatrical experience. We're really trying to stay true to how John Paul probably, you know, wanted this play to be experienced. You know, you have to listen to the words and what's really being said by the characters.
So his feast day is coming up on the 22nd of October. It's his first feast day as a saint. So yeah. Artis Christi have organised this play to happen in Melbourne, Sydney and Parramatta to coincide with that. So the dates are Friday the 24th of October in Melbourne, Saturday the 25th of October in Sydney and Sunday the 26th of October in Parramatta. So where can people go to find out more information about that?
Yeah, so they can go to www.theword.org.au and you can book tickets online through that. Or you can also call for Sydney, you can call 9351-7940. For Melbourne, you can call 1300-790-250. And for Parramatta, you can call 8839-3399.
And in the past, artist Christy has always used these performances to get behind a particular worthy cause. Are you contributing to something this year?
The Sydney show is quite special for us. We're actually dedicating that performance to Lauren Langrell. Her birthday is actually coming up. And we, with the proceeds, we're going to give that to the Sisters of Life, where her sister Jessica is discerning her vocation. So that'll be a really special performance for us.
For those who don't know, Lauren Langrella is a young Sydneysider who passed away earlier this year, and she was very much involved in Artist Christy. She put on a fantastic performance as the matchmaker in Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, we all have very fond memories of Lauren, and we wanted to honour her memory through something that she was very passionate about as well, the theatre and the arts, and also the themes that this show touches on, which is, you know, really love.
And I can also guarantee that generally these Artist Christy performances, I've been to a couple, they're always a great night and a great spirit about these events. So it's only one night only in each of those locations, so please do check it out. That website address again is theword.org.au. Thank you so much for your time today, Emma.
No worries. Thanks, Sarah.
Radio.org.au.